Hello, welcome to The Word on the Street, an awesome chance to engage with the Bible for you and your kids. Time to turn your spare time into God's time, and here to help is your host, Anna Ware.
Every time I walk to the car with the kids, at some point towards the car, someone will yell out, "Shotgun!" and then they will run to the car. What they're doing is making sure that they're getting the front passenger seat in the car. They want the best seat possible. Do you want the best for yourself all the time too? It's in our sinful nature to want the best for ourselves, isn't it? This series began with quite a few episodes talking about God's commandments, and I haven't spoken about them for a while. The first four are about loving God, and the next six are about loving others. Today's episode brings us back to some of the commandments as we talk about prioritizing others as much as ourselves. Exodus chapter 20 verses 13 to 17 says, "Do not murder. Be faithful in marriage. Do not steal. Do not tell lies about others. Do not desire to possess anything that belongs to another person, not a house, a wife, a husband, a slave, an ox, a donkey, or anything else." We're being commanded to look after others as much as we look after ourselves. Would you murder yourself? No. Would you steal from yourself? No. Would you lie to yourself? No. If the answer is yes, then you might need to stop and have a chat with your family about loving yourself. Most of us do it naturally, and it's good to look after ourselves and to care for ourselves. Sometimes we go too far and we are selfish. But there are a few people in this world who do neglect themselves. And if that is you, then I would really want to encourage you to talk to somebody about that. This episode right now is assuming that you do love yourself, that you do look after yourself, much like Jesus assumes that when he says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, "Love others as much as you love yourself."
What do you think?
Today we're going to play a game of Who Am I? Where I am going to give you some clues about a person and you need to guess who this person is. The first clue, I am in the Bible, but I'm not a Jew. I'm a character in one of Jesus' most famous parables. I helped a sick and beaten man on the side of the road. Have you guessed it yet? If you haven't, don't worry, I've got some more clues. I tended to his wounds, put him on my donkey, and took him to an inn for the night. I paid the innkeeper to look after the man because I had to go away. I am from Samaria. Who am I? I am the Good Samaritan. Did you guess it? The Good Samaritan is a character in one of Jesus' parables who loved his neighbor as much as he loves himself. Jesus tells us that story because he wants us to love others like that, put ourselves out for others. Let it cost something to us, money or time or energy, like the Good Samaritan. We would spend money or time or energy on ourselves. Let's spend those things on other people too. Most of us prioritize ourselves. Most of us make sure we get the front passenger seat in the car if we can. We make sure we have the best seat at the dinner table, the biggest helpings of the yummiest food. We make sure we're first in line. We make sure that the teacher picks us for the fun activities or to share in class. It's our default. We naturally look after ourselves. Jesus wants us to naturally look after others just as much as we love ourselves. He wants us to consider others just as much as we consider ourselves. Can that be our default setting as well? To naturally be generous, naturally love others as we love ourselves? Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, "Consider others more important than yourselves." care about them as much as you care about yourselves. Now, each of us has a different capacity. Now, capacity just means the amount that something can produce or contain. So a container has a capacity of whatever you can fit inside, the maximum amount. Each person is like a little container of love, and you might have a bigger container or a smaller container. If you love yourself a little bit and look after yourself just a little bit, then love others that much. If you have the capacity to dote on yourself and spoil yourself, then do that for others too. If you're a child and you're quite young, then it is hard to look after yourself and love yourself and spoil yourself. It's also harder to love others too, as you're limited by your size and abilities. As we get good at loving ourselves, let's get good at the amount that we can love others too.
Today's story.
My friends Rob and Kate decided that instead of living in comfortable Sydney, Australia, where everything is quite easy, they decided to pack up their family with their two young boys and move overseas to the Middle East, where there are a lot of people who do not believe in Jesus. There's actually a lot of people who have never even heard of Jesus before and don't understand what an amazing sacrifice he made on the cross for our sins so that we could have eternal life. My friends Rob and Kate spent quite a few years planning, preparing. Rob got a job in the Middle East and they finally packed up, got on an aeroplane and moved. The boys ended up going to preschool and school. They ended up having another baby while they were over there, and they lived there, built relationships with the locals, learnt the language, all because they knew how important it was to know Jesus. They wanted to love others just as much as they loved themselves. Kate and Rob gave up 4 years of their lives in order to share the love of Jesus with those who don't know about him. Meanwhile, I was in Sydney. I was living a very comfortable life and I was close to my family and my friends. I was able to have my normal Christmas. Kate and Rob are home now and they love Jesus and share Jesus with others just as much as they did when they were overseas. For many of us, it's quite hard to love others as much as we love ourselves. We love ourselves a lot. We try hard to get as much love as we can from others. We go to great lengths to get what we need. We want to be looked after and loved, and we make sure we get it. Let's try and make sure others get it too, just as much as we make sure we get it ourselves.
Question time.
Question number one. Discuss together your capacity for loving yourself and whether you can love others like that. Question number two. What do you think is the most loving thing you can do for someone? Love is so important. We have looked in depth at loving God and loving others. Next week, we're going to be looking even deeper into God's commandment, do not tell lies about others. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you then. Bye.
Well, we have come to the end of this episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Why not take a moment now to think about what you can take away from today's talk? Oh, and if you want to discover more episodes and resources, head on over to the Word on the Street website. There's a link in the show notes, and you'll also find there a copy of today's passage. Thanks for being part of the Word on the Street. We're really looking forward to you joining us again real soon.
You've been listening to the Eternity Podcast Network, eternitypodcasts.com.au.